our way. We hope you'll visit our box office on the way out. But tonight, we have a very special show.
Yay.
It gives me great pleasure to say, please welcome to the stage, Rudy Fox.
Hey! Well now, good evening!
Good evening, oh my goodness. It's so good to be back, thank you. Thanks for showing up. Always good. I'm gonna tune up because I do care. Up in Nicasio, just north of San Francisco, a few nights ago, and then last night at the Freight and Salvage, Berkeley. Yeah. And this is the end of my Easter weekend tour. You guys get me all warmed up. Yeah. Minor key, okay. Strive. I don't need nobody to tell you how to live your life. Sometimes you hurt, you're so down, you can't work now. You couldn't see a better way. He trusted one more day. My heart, my mind is open wide. Forgiveness to be good. I'm free, and you. Friendships come. And learn and soar. Meanwhile, keep an eye. One day break and time goes. Love heals and love gives, and time will reveal a brand new day. You know, love heals and love gives, and time will reveal a brand new day. Stumble along the way, knock down, that's okay. Got all the promise of a brand new day. Love heals and love gives, and time will reveal a brand new day. Sound true, the song's for you. Let come what may, follow the promise of a brand new day. I've been a little busy. I got a new CD that came out a few weeks ago. Yes, and I want to do a couple of tunes from it. Here's one called Joy. The name of it is Joy Comes Back. So this is the title of the CD. And I had a lot of friends that come together for me to help me put this one together. It's Derek Trux is playing lead on this one. Yeah, I got him in between soccer games and traveling with the family. have my gospel. I wanna be ready. His own time. Don't tell him I said that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, my room.
buses we're gonna need. A couple of buses, and somebody can cook. Oh, massage therapist? All right. Yeah. I just need just a basic therapist. You know, somebody I can talk to. Somebody I can talk to. Priest? Preacher. Yeah. Ah, this is nice. I'm so, oh my goodness. I don't have enough money to keep coming here. There's just so much on the walls. I'm feeling like, I want to do a little bit of something called singing the blues for you. You may see me try to count off like I have a band every once in a while. Just go with it. Trying to find a new home. Trying to write a new song. Trying to find the rhythm that'll help me. Not a blues lick in there. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. I'm going to do a little bit of the songwriters here. I'm a little Patty Griffin. I love Patty. Has she been here? Oh, my goodness. I love her. This is one that I recorded a while back. It's called When It Don't Come Easy. Yeah? Yeah, we all been there, huh? All right. You still there? You get your head now? Okay, yeah, you got to get out of that. Okay. Maybe this'll motivate you. Motivation here. Gotta head on out. One step at a time. Wondering if we're ever gonna get home. keep the songwriter thing going here. This is a place for songwriters, right?
Yeah.
Lucinda Williams, one of my favorites. Yeah. Oh, yours too. Oh yeah. This is one she called Fruits of My Labor, and I threw a little Sam Cooke and a little Otis Redding in here. You might feel a little bit of that. And then it's sprinkled with a little Ruthie Foster. Sprinkles. Here we go, Ben. One.
Thank you. Nice.
Jimi Hendrix wrote this next one. It's called Hole in My Pocket. Oh. Yeah, I recorded this one quite a few years ago. I did this one with Lloyd Maines, produced the record called Runaway Soul. And Terry was there too. She was actually a co-producer, but she didn't want the credit for it. Not sure what that was about. But I've been recording this song and doing this song live for a while. And she told me, she said, yeah, I got myself a house now with that song. That's nice, girl. Invite me. Hey. Sit on your front porch for a while and sing your song. So if you feel like it, the words are, show me ways to save my soul. Show me ways to save my soul. I've got a hole in my pocket, and it all slips away. Yeah, tax tab. You know what that means. Yeah, yeah. You can sing it with spirit this weekend. I'll start. We'll do this one in let's see, we turn to page 357 in your head. And sing this one in the key of D, the people's key of D this evening. Oh, I'm living on the outside, and I'm looking in. I'm feeling like a window. Sometimes I break just like a window. Love is just a liquid, and it's flowing like a river. I've been reaching for this ocean, and I break before I see the waves. So why don't you show me ways to save my soul? Show me ways to save my soul. I've got a hole in my pocket where it all slips away. Yeah. Show me ways to save my soul. Show me ways to save my soul. I've got a hole in my pocket where it all slips away. Something I can say. opportunity now. You've been saving it up. Now's the time to let it out. Show me ways.
Show me ways.
For singing. I love to hear voices. It was something I used to do. I lived in New Jersey for a while and I worked in New York.
Yeah.
Jersey! It could go either way whenever I say it. You just never know. yeah, I lived in Passaic for a while there. And I would catch the train, the PATH train into town. I'd catch it from Hoboken. Into the city, and one of the things I remember, I was really fond of hanging out with great songwriters, but I found out that Pete Seeger was, he had put together a choir, and it was at a church somewhere in Queens, and it was a few trains for me to get there, but it was so worth it once I was there. All of these voices would just come together, and Pete was just there to just teach us all of these songs that he had learned over the years, and talk about his life and all of that. And I was that, you know, that two or three that would stay after everybody's gone, just to just, you know, to hear what he had to say about, you know, his political, you know, politically what was going on with music too. And I learned a lot. And one of the things that I did appreciate about Pete, he loved it when people sang to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he loved it when people just lifted their voices, because it just frees things up, you know, and lets you know we're all here together. We're all here to, it's not just this one person on stage and somebody, you know, I know you paid money to be here, but, you know, I'm here with you. You know, I got up at, you know, whatever o'clock this morning to be here, and I had to go, you know, checking in on my kid and checking in on family, because it's Easter weekend and all of that. There's life going on. And on top of that, I get a chance to do something I love, and hopefully change lives. And then you take the songs and you share these songs with other people, and you know that's what keeps this going. Music is a healer for me, and I hope it is for you too. Yeah, it's a healing thing, definitely. Slip another song in from the new CD. This one's I didn't write this one. Chris Stapleton wrote this one. You know about Chris? Great singer, songwriter, soulful country good dude. Almost called him something else, but yeah, he's just country. He's so country and he's so soulful, and I love that mix. And here's one he calls "What Are You Listening To?" I got a chance to spin.
Thank you.
Something stronger? Yeah. I call this one Small Town Blues. Said I need the rest. He said he loves his acapella. He had to sing acapella. So I'm going to sing this without the papa. Oh, I grew up with my grandparents. My mother worked a lot, and so down in it's a little, I guess it's the Johnson Village. My surname is Johnson, and I have seven uncles, and they're all down on the Brazos River between two different counties. Everybody's still down there. I grew up with 22 cousins, so wow. I always had, you know, I didn't have to make friends. I had cousins. So growing up around old people, you know, I learned a lot about, first of all, how to, I had to be good. I had to be good. And I had a stutter as a young person, and my big mama, that's my grandma. Big Mama worked with me on that. She would give me these little things to say in church every Sunday. So she and I would work together throughout the week, and on Saturday she would have me to stand in front of her, and I'd have to say what she wrote to me. And I'd have to enunciate and pronunciate, and you know, she worked with me on speaking and how to slow down. And that made all the difference for me. Being okay with standing up in front of people. Now, growing up in the church is a very nurturing environment. When you've got the sisters in the amen corner, you know, they've got the fans, and they love you whatever you do. And you get stuck on something, that was usually me, and they go, "All right, baby, take your time. Something about that. And I had all of my cousins, we all were in the choir. We were the choir. And I didn't want to sing as a little bitty person because I had so many wonderful voices in the family. So I played piano, I played guitar, I hid behind instruments. But I had to, you know, it's a rite of passage in my family. You have to sing a solo at some point. And I picked Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, one summer. And I was a little shy about coming out of the gate with the song at the first verse and all. But when I got past that first verse and I got a little louder with it, a little more animated, the way my big mama taught me. And I looked straight ahead, but I could see her in the corner of my eye. I could see that hat. She had a big, wide brim hat. And I see that hat, she'd do this thing. When I saw that, I was all right then. Yeah, big mama leaned out into it, but she told me, it's all right, you keep on going. So I've been singing ever since. So I want to do something for my big mama here. Sitting in that amen corner all by themselves. They just start. When it was time to start, it was time to start. Mm-hmm. You gotta, I hold my hand like this because that's you got your purse. You gotta have your purse. Mm-hmm. You know, sisters always hold their purses close too. They hold it close. This is the same sister that want her change back when a collection plate comes through. I got my change. That was a 20. Give me a change. So we're gonna get struck by lightning, by the but I didn't name names, so that's all good.
Face. Oh, don't you mind people?
jump you up and down. And whoa, soon as your back is turned, you know they try and beat you down. And whoa, but bear this in mind, how a good friend is hard to find. And hey, don't you mind. You didn't come here to hear me just talk, jabber, ramble. Okay. I know you've been sitting a while, so if you have to get up and go use the bathroom or, you know, go call somebody, let them know they're in the wrong place if they're not here. I'm good with that. Girl, she did gospel. I love voices. You know, I grew up with Mahalia Jackson in the house, and Aretha, of course, and Sam Cooke, and the Blind Boys of Alabama. You know about those fellas? Woo!
Yeah.
Lots of music, lots of voices in the house, and Mavis Staples, the Staples singers. No voice like those, right? They're all different. They can just sing anything. Mavis, all she has to do is just boom. And you just moved. I just love being in the room with her. And she's one of my sheroes. And I tell her that all the time. I want to be you when I grow up. But she calls me little sis, little sister. I got a chance to record with Michelle Indegucello, who's my producer for It's a Brand New Day. Yeah, we recorded here in L.A. The vocals here, and we called up Mavis. We had about half the song done, and we thought, oh, maybe we should call her, get permission. But Michelle was ahead of me. She did call, and she relayed a message from Big Sister, and she says, "Oh, you tell little sister she sure picked a good one." Mavis. So I'm gonna try to do the ghetto for you. This is one. Ooh. Yeah, the Staples Singers recorded a few years ago. It may be at the close of your day. From your front porch, you hear the sounds of a jukebox. Of a neighborhood cafe. At noon, you may hear neighbors fussing. Oh, yeah, when a kid breaks a window pane, yeah. Oh, at night, you may be wakened by the sounds of an owl. Outsiders, they refuse to help us. Well, yes, they do. And they down us, oh, for living the way we do. Yeah. But when you're born, a child of a poor man, yeah. They say the ghetto is the only place for you. But if there's such thing as a hereafter, satisfied, oh, I'm satisfied that there will be, yeah. For when they build, when they build a new Jerusalem, there won't be no more ghetto ever for me. There won't be no more ghetto for me. There won't be no more ghetto. All 5 foot of her. She's short, little woman. But man, she holds power. My secret lies. I'm not cute, built to to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. Oh, I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride in my steps, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman. Oh, I'm a woman, yes I am. Baby, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellas stand and they fall down on their knees, and then they swarm around me like a hive of honeybees. Oh, I say it's in the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman, yeah. Oh, I'm a woman, yes I am. Oh, baby, that's me. For having me here again. The folks here at McCabe's for having me back. Wayne's on sound back there. Thank you. Lincoln and the guys taking care of me. Taking care of me like I'm family. You guys showing up like family and singing like family. I appreciate that so much. Check out the website, RuthieFoster.com, and see where I'm at, where I'm not. call me and let me know where I need to be.
Yeah.
Because it's about to be on now. I'm looking forward to coming back this way as soon as I can. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Be good to yourselves. Be kind to somebody else. Until I get a chance to come back through, be blessed. I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Whoa, I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Oh, I woke up this morning, yeah, with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know that I'm walking and talking with my mind? Yeah. Stayed on freedom. Oh, I'm walking and talking with my mind. Stayed on freedom. Stayed on freedom. I'm walking and talking with my mind. Stayed on freedom. Hallelujah. 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 Something in C? Say in the key, the people's key era of C. Darling, you send me. I know that you send me. Darling, you send me. Oh, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Something different with it. KJ Denhart actually did this version of Oh Susanna. So bad you're on my knees, and I'm bound for Louisiana. my own true love for to see. Bring all night, the day we left, the well that was born dry, the sun so hot, I nearly froze myself. Susanna, don't you cry. And I said, this old banjo on my knee. I say.